Srila Gurudev wrote the pranam of Srila Gurumar's Devam Divya Tunum Suchanda Vadanam Balarka Chelanchitam Sandra Nandapuram Sadeka Bharanam Vairagya Vidyabudim Sri Siddhanta Nidhim Subhakti Lansitam Saraswatanam Varam Vandetam Subhadam Madeka Sharanam Nyashishwaram Sridharam. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur Sakshad Hari Tena Samasta Shastra Muktasta Tabav Jateva Sadvi Kintu Prabhoya Priya Evatasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So, to move from the egocentric world to the theocentric world, we need to become guru-centric. Right? For everyone aspiring in this line, in the Rupanuga line, the goal, as Srila Saraswati Thakur would say, sometimes concluding his lectures, to forever be the dust and the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath. That means Rupanuga line. Kintu Prabhuya Priya Eva Tasya means in that line, Guru, the ultimate expression of Guru is no less than Srimati Radharani herself. So we take Sri Guru to be Radharani herself, or her extension, her delegation. When, after so many years, Srila Guru Maharaj had not been to his birthplace, Hapaniya, he went there with Jajavar Maharaj, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, some others. And Srila Babaji Maharaj had a great appreciation for Srila Guru Maharaj, and particularly his compositions, which he, when asked, would say why he so much favored them and was promoting them throughout Gaudiya Math, the songs of Guru Maharaj, the compositions of Guru Maharaj. He said, they're like the writings of Rupa Goswami. And as example, I can say, Rupa Goswami's written Chaitanyastakam. And they're very beautifully, in one of the slokas it says, describing the inconceivable beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raso dama kamar buddha madura dama ujula tanur jati nam utangshis tarani kara vidyoti basana hiranya nam lakshmi varana bivavang angika rucha sat chaitanya kime punar api drishor yashati padam. He is expressing this sort of divine hankering and lamentation. When will I again see Sri Chaitanya Dev as I saw Raso Dama Kamar Buddha Madura Maduro Julatanur? How sweet and beautiful was he? Karma Raso Dama Kamar Buddha. If 10 million cupids personified as one and their full blown cupidity would give some hint of the sweetness of the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is written by Rupa Goswami. Srila Guru Maharaj in his Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, Svarna Koti Darpa Nava Deho Varna Gauravam Padma Parijata Banditanga Sauravam Koti Kama Murchi Tangri Rupa Rasa Rangaram Prema Dhamma Devameva Nomi Gaura Sundaram. Svarna Koti Darpanava, he Deho Varna, how, what sort of golden color? Rupa Goswami thinks so golden his sannyas vesh is infused with a brilliant, effulgent golden hue. But here, Guru Maharaj said, Svarna koti darpanava dehovarna gauravam. 10 million polished, shining, brilliant mirrors of gold. If you had 10 million mirrors made out of gold. Padma parijata ganda, banditanga sauravam. Koti kama murchitangri rupa rasa rangaram. He says, and those cupids here, 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Babaji Maharaj said, I like to sing his songs and chant his slokas because, like Rupa Goswami, and for context, we should understand this is not something, a light remark. The appreciation coming from the Guru Varga, the disciples, servitors of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they're not lavishing this praise on anyone and everyone. It was a lifelong culture of Babaji Maharaj to sing the songs of Srila Guru Maharaj. And I remember once when I heard him saying, what was it? Yatra Tatra Krishna Nama, one of the one. Krishna Krishna, the one, of course, he would like to sing the one. Krishna 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 Nama Kirtanam. That would be one of Babaji Maharaj's favorite. But I heard him sing, had some tape. Actually, it's when Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada sent his disciples one Gaur Purnima to visit Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat and hear from Srila Guru Maharaj. And Babaji Maharaj led the kirtan, if you can believe it. And that he, at one point, he sang that line. And later, I was so charmed by it, I took it to one of my friends, a Sanskritist, and said, what is this? I've never heard any yatra tatra Krishna nama dana loka nistanam prema dama deva meva nomi gaura sundaram. It was very mystical and irresistibly charming. And he looked through all his books. He said, it's a sloka from the prema dama deva stotram of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Also at that time, we can just note, what was Babaji Maharaj singing? He introduced the devotees. I think they were sent on the appearance day of Srila Saraswati Thakur for that day, prior to Gaur Purnima. And so he sang Pranamami Shada Prabhupada Padam. And it's hard to believe now, but at that time, the devotees had never heard in ISKCON. They'd never heard someone sing Jaya Prabhupada. So they went mad. Of course, he was singing for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And that was written after. But it became currency and all throughout Gaudiya Math for help beautifully and perfectly describing Srila Saraswati Thakur. But as he sang Jaya Prabhupada, the devotees were just lifted and floating in waves of ecstasy. And then they adopted that. And thought, oh, we like this. So that Babaji Maharaj, he told upon that visit to Hapaniya that we consider Hapaniya Barshana. The place of Srimati Radharani. So he expressed this and in line of the Gaudiya Siddhanta, how we will see Guru as Radharani's delegation. So again, very high and wonderful thing and heartfelt for him to express that. When, before meeting Srila Guru Maharaj, that Sakshad Hari Tena Samasta Shastra, You should see Guru as Krishna, Sakshat Hari, directly, personally, Krishna. That we understood to extreme degree and benefited from that. As Guru Maharaj would later tell us, the Guru should not be seen as Sadhan Siddha or Kripa Siddha, but Nitya Siddha, for the maximum development of Shraddha or faith of the Shishya. Unless we think that's some kind of posing, really, Guru is the functioning principle of divinity revealing himself. So to think Krishna is revealing himself to you, to think he's something less than who he is or what he is substantially on account of objective consideration, to demean or devalue the subjective aspect is a fault and will hinder the growth and development of Shraddha and the Shishya. So this part we are very familiar with. But when we came in connection with Srila Guru Maharaj, the second half of that sloka, the key he unlocked in the second half. Kintu prabhoya priya evatasya vande guru sri charanaravindam. Kintu means but. Upon closer scrutiny of Guru Tattva, we will conclude that Guru is Prabhu Priya, it's hinted at in the Bhagavatam, Achyuta Priya, the one who's most dear to Krishna. Right? Mukunda Preshta, in the words of the Prayojan Tattva Acharya Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So we can say, oh, Guru is the one who's most dear to Krishna. But of those, of all of those who are dear to Krishna, or most dear to Krishna, who is the most, indisputably, the most dear to Krishna? Anaya Radhita Nunam Bhagavan Harir Ishvara No Yanno Vihaya Govinda. Mentioned in the Panchadhyay, the Rasa Leela chapter, the five chapters in the 10th canto. We know after some time, very early on in those divine pastimes, that there's a pretext. It's a pretext that the Braja Gopis become proud. Right? Just like we can say, there's a pretext that Arjun is deluded so he can, Bhagavad Gita can be spoken by Krishna. Arjun is confused, he's the mighty Arjun, arguably the greatest warrior of all time. He's suddenly bewildered on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. It's inconceivable, actually. So it's a pretext so that Krishna can speak Bhagavad Gita. So we're told, as these divine pastimes are getting underway, the Braja Gopis are thinking, how fortunate we are. Some pride enters their hearts. They, if anyone can understand what Krishna consciousness is, how rare an achievement this is, certainly they can. So, on a pretext, there needs to be a pretext for Krishna to absent himself. So it's said to be the pride when they think, oh, Krishna is with me and me alone. This happens in the hearts of aspiring servitors. Guru Maharaj is told when one devotee was in the room of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and Saraswati Thakur is offering some praise to him for his service. And he came out of the room, and there's Guru Maharaj and some of the devotees around, and he was sort of saying, oh, well, Prabhupada told this, and then he told that. I'm not telling, but he said. But he's mentioning the praise that was given to him. And over in the corner of the room, Guru Maharaj muttered something in Sanskrit. And then everybody's like, what was that? What did he say? And someone explained, oh, don't worry about it. No, what was he saying? And this line that's Bhagavatam says, each gopi thought that Krishna was hers and hers alone. So the aspiring servitors, the devotees, sometimes like to think like that, that they're the favorite. But really, kintu prabhuya priya eva tasya, the ultimate absolute favorite is Srimati Radharani. And when those Brajagopis, when Krishna suddenly is absent and they're plunged in an ocean of separation and lamentation and they're searching, their necessity has become so great. They're inquiring from trees, from flowers, from creepers, from vines, from the deer. Their internal madness has been projected outward. When they at last see footprints of Krishna, and they see footprints of a gopi, actually Lalita and her group, those who really know, they're happy to see that it's Radharani. Someone had speculated Krishna went off looking for one in particular. But they can see that, but they don't reveal that. They say, oh, some fortunate, very fortunate one. Right? It's very fortunate to receive that position. So Srila Guru Maharaj, coming in connection with him, we could say that a categorical shift, a major shift took place in us, that the emphasis of Krishna consciousness shifted from Krishna being in the primary position to Srimati Radharani and, by extension, Mahaprabhu being in the primary position. So this was life-transforming and a total reconceptualization of Krishna consciousness. And he would mention Srila Saraswati Thakur on the Brajamandal Parikrama in Vrindavan when they had reached Radha Kunda. And it was a young disciple of Saraswati Thakur, Paramananda Prabhu, who he saw, perhaps the Maharaj of Bharatpur and his family, doing these type of dandavats, shastanga dandavat, chanting some prayer, and then move up one body length, shastanga dandavat, chant some prayer. And that way, they were circumambulating Radha and Shyamakunda. So he was surprised to see that. And he approached Srila Saraswati Thakur and said, oh, I'm surprised. They have so much devotion to Srimati Radharani. And Saraswati Thakur said, yes, but there is a big difference between them and us. They are worshipping Radharani because she is very dear to Krishna. So in their conception, Krishna is in the primary position, Radharani is in the secondary position. So, but in our conception, Radharani is in the primary position and Krishna is in the secondary position. We worship her and only have anything to do with Krishna under her guidance of her and her servitors. So Srila Guru Maharaj revealed to us that Raghunath Das Goswami is the Prayojan Tattva Acharya, of the Rupanuga line, when he indicates that we're exclusively focused on Radha Dasyam, as given in his Bilapakusa Manjali, where he says in one place, Sakaya me mama namostu namostu nityam dasaya te mama namostu mama rasastu rasastu satyam. It says that his focus is on the least aspect, dasya rasa. He doesn't crave intimate service. That he does not conceive that such possibility without being under the shelter of a superior servitor. Srila Guru Maharaj says of himself, when he first came to the Gaudiya Math and saw how guru-centric it was, the Vaishnava, that he thought, I am submitting myself in this way to the lotus feet of Sri Guru. He said, but I was thinking internally that someday my heart's inner hankering for direct connection with Krishna will be satisfied. But whenever that may come, it's all right. But I'm being told this is the proper method of approach. You think, but I'm inside. Someday, my heart's inner hankering for direct connection with Krishna will be fulfilled. He said, but in time, I came to understand the Vaishnava is everything. Right? That's the meaning of that. Right? The Vaishnava, who's, and again, Guru Maharaj's example. Normally, we think that anything that is placed before the eye and the object of vision creates opacity. Right? It's objectionable. We don't want anything intervening. But Guru Maharaj introduced the example, the concept of the telescopic system, that from Brahma Sangita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Velochanena Santaksa Deva Hridayeshu Velokayanti Yang Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govindamari Purusham Tamahamajaya. Although Krishna is inconceivably beautiful, inconceivable form, everything inconceivable, still when the eye, the salve of Prem, the eye is under that influence, then there can be some glimpse of reality, the beautiful. So each devotee, they have their devotional eye, way of seeing. It's a lens. And Srila Guru Maharaj said, the Shiksha Guru Parampara, our Guru, they're like a telescopic system, a series of lenses that rather than creating opacity, they're giving clarity. What was far and not visible has become up close, personal, near to us, is now visible and clear. So one person said about Srila Guru Maharaj, in praise of him, he's noted for his disinterested nature and strong common sense. So a lot of what he says, his Shastric interpretation, after we hear it, we think, oh, it's common sense. It makes a lot of sense. Right? But until he reveals it, it's not the way we might normally think of that. So when Srila Guru Maharaj was a white-clad, like Vanaprastha, he was preaching with some devotees in Calcutta, And it was the time of Chandi Puja, Devi Puja. So there's this book on Chandi that's read by some Brahmin. There's a type of observance they hold. So he went with two other devotees there, and they're telling him, oh, get that man so we can preach to him. And they want to get some donation for the Gaudiya Math, their Saraswati Thakur's preaching activity. But the man wouldn't meet with them until this reading of Chandi is finished. And so those who are Guru Maharaj's, they're losing their patience. They're pressing Guru Maharaj, go and say something. And Guru Maharaj, who's in his household, they spoke Sanskrit. He knows Sanskrit very well, even conversationally. He said, can you, the man who's reading the book, he said, can you hear, do you understand what's being said? One of the things that's being said is this must be done very succinctly, quickly. Another thing that's said, or it'll be ruined and you'll get the opposite result. Instead of auspiciousness, you'll be flooded with inauspiciousness. The other is, it says, you cannot move your head when you're reading. He started explaining many things to him about it. And the man started worrying because he could see the person conducting this observance was violating all of these things. So he felt that Guru Maharaj had saved him. And then he came over. When he was giving them a donation, he told the men that Guru Maharaj, but the other devotees, he said, who is this man? He said, he knows everything. And later, Saraswati Thakur also said, Sridharam Sakalam Beti. Sridhar knows everything. And part of the significance of Saraswati Thakur giving him the name Bhakti Rakak Sridhar. Bhakti Rakak we've rendered as guardian of devotion. But why Sridhar of so many names? There's different significance to that, but one that's prominent is Sridhar Swami is considered to be the principal commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? The famous sloka, Ahang Vedmi Sukaveti Vasoveti Noveti Va, came from the temple of Bharadraj from Shiva in response to whether or not the commentary of Sridhar Swami should be accepted. When Balava Charja was meeting with Mahaprabhu and he wanted to subject him to his interpretations of Krishna Nam, and he boasted that his Bhagavatam commentaries had superseded that of Sridhar Swami, Mahaprabhu responded by saying, Swami has two meanings. The conventional sense, we understand, and also means husband. And Mahaprabhu teased him and insulted him by saying, one who does not accept the Swami is a prostitute. And then he said this famous verse that I used to later write to Guru Maharaj sometimes. He said, Sridhar Swami Prasade Bhagavata Jani Jagad Guru Sridhar Swami Guru Korimani. Said Sridhar Swami Prasade Bhagavata. It's by the mercy of Sridhar Swami that we understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Jagad Guru Sridhar Swami, therefore, he's Jagad Guru. Guru Korimani. And accepted by everyone. So that the name Sridhar also indicates that his comment, his determination, I think, will be final. Right? When Guru Maharaj composed the Bhakti Vinod Viraha Dasakam, Srila Saraswati Thakur saw that, not in Guru Maharaj's presence, other devotees were there. And he was reading through it, and that's when he said, oh, very happy style. And there are many wonderful things revealed there. But particularly when he saw the sloka, it says, Sri Gauranumatam Sarupa Viditam Rupa Grajain Adritam Rupadye Pariveshitam Ragu Gunai Ashraditam Shevitam Jivadye Abhirakshitam Sukha Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Padaseva Namritam Aho Taddatum Isho Bhavan. Is identifying, pinpointing specifically, comprehensively, irrefutably, what is the gift of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to the world. This, Guru Maharaj later said, was his strategy for capturing Srila Saraswati Thakur. So beautifully, so sweet. And he's thinking, how to capture the heart of my guru? He's wholly given over to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If I will praise Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then I'll get his favor. And there he explains that what Mahaprabhu came to give, and this is significant in terms of Chaitanya Saraswati, Mahaprabhu came to give is only fully known to Srup Damodar. Guru Maharaj is demonstrating here his ability to discriminate, to weigh and measure, to assess value, to properly identify who is Srup Damodar in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. What is his gift? Who is Sanatan Goswami? Who is Rupa Goswami? Who is Raghunath Das Goswami? Krishnadas, Jiva, Baladev, Brahma, Shiva, Sukha, Uddhava. When I first came to Srila Guru Maharaj, he's very, very tolerant and could see maybe I was somewhat precocious and saying, quoting different things. And that also made Guru Maharaj happy. But he could see after some time a lack of discriminating ability, that quoting this one, that one, and not knowing what the gradation was. So he said to me once, and I can see how tolerant and patient he was. He said, when I was asking where to identify some particular type of siddhanta, where to place it, he said, I was wondering if it was something very special, and he said, nah, that is generic bhakti, general. And he said, haven't you gone through Brihad Bhagavatamritam? And I said, no, I haven't. He said, if you will study that, and this was the sanction to do that, he said, then you'll understand the gradation where everything is located. That Sanatana Goswami is the Bhakti Siddhanta Acharya. Right? As Rupa Goswami is the Rasa Acharya, Das Goswami said Prayojan Tattva Acharya. So he's saying, you need to study the teachings of Sanatana Goswami, the works of Sanatana Goswami, what he's giving. And then, and particularly in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam, and then you'll understand the gradation. So when you read the scriptures, you'll have some method for evaluation, assessment, but which must be done with great caution. Because if Guru Maharaj would see us getting too intellectually carried away with analysis, he told Bhaktivinoda Thakur, says the progressive madhyam position, analytical position, is a dangerous one because it can lead to aparad, to offense. And I was doing, you know, the A plus B equals C kind of thing. Guru Maharaj at one point, he said, we are trying to get the grace of these personalities. So we shall be very careful how we conceive them. Krishna consciousness is so high. On so many tapes, you'll hear Srila Guru Maharaj saying, such high words coming from this mean mouth. And then he would chant, dial nitai, dial nitai, dial nitai. And Gurudev explains, why? Everyone knows Guru Maharaj is Rupa Goswami's man. Why is he taking the name of Nityananda Prabhu so fervently? Guru Maharaj explained. He said, because sometimes in speaking about Krishna consciousness, expressing Gaudiya Siddhanta, maybe we have said, in speaking about the higher personalities, inadvertently, we committed offense. He said, so if I take the name of Nityananda Prabhu, I will be reinstated in my former proper position. He said, that's why I'm always... But if we factor that in, that means how often Srila Guru Maharaj's mind is naturally going toward very high, deep aspects of Krishna consciousness. As when Achyutananda observed, overheard the conversation, but in Bengali, of Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, and he said to Prabhupada, what did you discuss? And he said, if I told you, you would faint. He has very deep realizations. And he said, and also, he said, I offered him the presidency of our society. And again, lest anyone misunderstand that, that's not like Prabhupada ever did that with someone else. He was kind with others, encouraging others. He never offered, there's not a second person who can say, oh yeah, he offered me also. No, he didn't. When Srila Swami Maharaj said, I accept him as my Shiksha Guru, what to speak of the benefit that you can get, there's not a second person who can say, yeah, he also told I'm his Shiksha Guru. That's not a fact. Only Srila Sridhar Maharaj did he give this type of endorsement to. Right? When Saraswati Thakur read that sloka, what Mahaprabhu came down to give is only fully known to Srup Damodar, worshipped by Sanatana Goswami, extended by Rupa Goswami, tasted by Raghunath and Krishna Das, protected by Jiva Goswami, Baladev and others, aspired to by Brahma, Shiva, Sukha and Uddhava. What is it? Sri Radha Padasevanam Ritamaho Taddatumi Shobhavam. It's the service, the nectarine service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. The Krishna consciousness movement is Radha Dasyam. That we got from Srila Guru Maharaj. And he's saying, Aho Taddatumi Shobhavam. Oh, wonder of wonderful things. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is your gift to the world. When Saraswati Thakur read it, he was so happy. As he said, who has written this? And the devotee said, Sridhar Maharaj. He said, no. He said, actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through him. That's how perfect it was. See, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through him. When Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj heard the slokas of the Premadama Deva Stotram, he threw up his hand. He said, no one can compete with him. He said, there are those who are trying in Sanskrit to write something and they write some Siddhanta, but it's not very sweet or poetic. Said there are others, they're writing something that sounds sweet to the ear, but there's no substance there. Said here, the perfect combination of Gaudiya Siddhanta, Gaudiya ontology, and sweet poetic expression, or in the words of Saraswati Thakur, happy style. So that Saraswati Thakur, 24 hours before his departure from this world, called Srila Guru Maharaj to his side, to his disappearance bed, and asked that he sing the Narottam Thakur song, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, which expresses the aspiration of all of those in the Rupanuga line, the Gaudiya line. And we know that Guru Maharaj is hesitating. So Srila Puri Maharaj Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj had the reputation of being an expert singer, kirtaniya, and he began singing. Then, after some time, Srila Saraswati Thakur stopped and said, "I don't want to hear the sweet tune." And he asked that Srila Guru Maharaj sing that. And I've heard in Guru Maharaj's presence, with Guru Maharaj sitting on his that bed that's like converted to an asana, and Srila Puri Maharaj in a chair next to him. And Srila Puri Maharaj said, "At that time, we witnessed a mystic transmission of the Rupa Nuga line." And so he said, pointing to Guru Maharaj, he said, "He is Rupa Nuga Dhara, Rupa Nuga Dhara." I can still hear him saying that. And then after the meeting broke and everything, later I was talking to Srila Guru Maharaj myself, and I said, I didn't know what it meant. I said, "What does Rupa Nuga Dhara mean?" And Guru Maharaj was like, he became shy because he doesn't want to be expressing this, explaining it himself, because it's such a high, but he has to tell me. Who else is going to tell me? Well, Srila Gurudev could be one of them. And Guru Maharaj said, "It means the one who is carrying the current of Srila Rupa Goswami." And then he said, "My God brothers say that at that time I was given admission into the group of Sri Rupa Manjari." That is their opinion. Right. But Guru Maharaj said very humbly, he said, wanting to deflect that thinking, he said, "I rather think posted at the gate," the gatekeeper. And he said, "And to see who will enter and who will not enter." And it was kind of like, look, and he said, "And I'm not allowing anyone and everyone." So, Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami. And I should also point out, but Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami, he won't accept that. Why? Because, as we know, Guru Maharaj once told, he doesn't like to see Vaishnavas used as ornaments at gates of mats. Right? Why? Also, once Saraswati Thakur said, when he saw where they had planned to put his samadhi near the entrance, he said, "My beloved has," not approved. So why does Guru Maharaj object to that? Because, he said, our concept is the Vaishnava. We're back to Radharani's delegation. They're inside with Krishna. You know, Krishna, the lotus feet of Krishna, means the entourage of Krishna. They're not at the gate. That is a subordinate position. Right? So, Srila Gurudev, if Guru Maharaj says, as the gatekeeper, he will bypass that because of his conception of Guru Maharaj and the interior. And when we consider another thing, it will be that sometimes, well, Gurudev said, first of all, he said, one word of Srila Guru Maharaj is sufficient to make us his slaves forever. He said that. But then he said to me once, just musing, he said, everyone can understand the greatness of Srila Swami Maharaj. Right? As you say, fulfilled Mahaprabhu's prediction and the wishes of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the order of Saraswati Thakur to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So Gurudev said, everyone can understand Swami Maharaj's greatness. Acknowledge that. He said, but for Srila Guru Maharaj, it requires some more Sukriti to understand his position. So when sometimes someone would want to understand if Guru Maharaj is saying, what is the difference? Then Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, founded by him, and other Maths. We know what the similarities are. Everyone is singing the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Thakur, reading Chaitanya Charitamritam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, etc. But what distinguishes Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math is the Su Siddhanta of Srila Guru Maharaj. Right? The songs, the original songs and compositions of his that we're singing, like Saraswat Arati, Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Padam, the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, the numerous pranams of Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gorkhishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Rupa Goswami. But there's one thing that stands out, and also the unique conceptions presented. Search for Sri Krishna, Reality the Beautiful, Sri Guru and His Grace, Golden Volcano of Divine Love. Original, intense, original conception. And what is Shikshastram? Like volcanic eruptions from the heart of Mahaprabhu. The subjective evolution of consciousness. When Guru Maharaj spoke in Bengali about that, he would still say subjective evolution in English. This didn't exist previously. He also says he was meant to preach in the English language. Many of these expressions, you know, dive deep into reality, the subjective evolution of consciousness, and repurposing reality, the beautiful, and so many things repurposed by Guru Maharaj, unique in the English language. Right? Subjective evolution. When Srup Damodar Maharaj, who had been appointed by Swami Maharaj as the head of the Bhaktivedanta Institute, he would come to Guru Maharaj for Harikatha, and once he mentioned to him that, well, you know, they'd have a conversation like what are his different projects, and he was building a temple in Manipur, right? And there was also the Manipuri Mahaprabhu in Nabadweep, and he was trying to get that seva. And those are all wonderful things. But Guru Maharaj said, surprisingly, he said, many can do temple construction, he said. But Srila Swami Maharaj, he wanted you to construct a temple over the tomb of Darwin. That only you can do. Many can do this other type. But to construct a temple for Mahaprabhu's Krishna conception over the tomb of Darwin, that is your, Guru's wish. And Guru Maharaj supplied the subjective evolution of consciousness, as he said, like an atom bomb to scientific thinking, to nuke scientific thinking with the subjective evolution of consciousness. But if someone said, you say in principle the difference is primary education and secondary education, what would be an example of secondary education? Srila Guru Maharaj, at one time when someone asked, he told me to, if you know where the mat is, like where his room, and then there's this little bridge, skywalk, you can walk over to where the top of the Nat Mandir is. Guru Maharaj had me put a chair for him there, so it would be a private talk. Gaur Purnima time, many people around. And so we walked over the bridge with this devotee, who wanted Guru Maharaj personally to answer this for him, and gave Guru Maharaj the seat, and we sat there at his lotus feet, and Guru Maharaj gave his Gayatri explanation. If in the song, you sang the song of Srila Gurudev, Jaya Guru Maharaj, Jati Rajesha, in there, he mentions the significance of this. We say, Tene Brahma Hrida, in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. In the Brahma Sangita, Saraswati, instructing Brahma. The sound of Krishna's flute entering the eight ear holes of Brahma and manifesting as the Brahma Gayatri. Saraswati gave Kama Gayatri. So Brahma Gayatri. The sound of Krishna's flute enters the eight ear holes of Brahma and he vibrates the Om Bhur Bhuva, etc. Srila Guru Maharaj, he extracted Radha Dasyam from there. He once said, like Krishna conception must be in the womb of Gayatri. We must be able to extract Krishna from there. If the famous sloka from Garuda Purana says, Artoyam Brahmasutranam Bharatartha Vinirnaya Gayatri Basya Rupo Sho Vedarta Paribrinhita, that Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on Gayatri, Veda Mata Gayatri. Right? We have the tree of Veda, the flower from the tree of Veda, Vedanta, and the fruit, Nigama Kalpatur Galitam Palam Shukamukadam Ritradava Samritam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. The fruit is the Bhagavatam. And what does Guru Maharaj write in one of his famous slokas? Yadamiyam Mahima Sri Bhagavatam Katayam Pratipatam Anubhutam Apyalabdavideya Tadakila Rasamurti Shamalila Avalambam Madhura Rasadi Sri Radha Para Padmam Prapadye. That although ostensibly, like we told, when Lalita and her group discovered those footprints, they didn't say whom. Her name is not mentioned. Sukadev avoided mentioning her name. Anaya Aradita. Aradita, the one who worshiped Krishna the best. And we said, still, every step of the way is meant to take us in the direction of the service of her holy lotus feet. Shamalila Avalambam, the entire Madhura Rasa pastimes are dependent upon her. Raso Vaisa, Janmadyasya Yataha, Adi Rasa is the origin of everything. The pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they're the supreme origin of everything. And Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to take us toward the service of her holy lotus feet. Right? So, Srila Guru Maharaj is Gayatri explanation, where he systematically, step by step, reveals, as in the words of Gurudev, what is Krishna's fluting matter? We say it was the sound of flute entering the eight ear holes of Brahma that came out as Brahma Gayatri. What is the essence of that? Say, he is Gayatri Murlista Kirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dhimahi. It's ultimately, we say, a meditation on the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, which is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. But as Guru Maharaj will say, it doesn't mean abstract meditation. It means using your intelligence, putting yourself in heart and soul into the service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani as extended in the form of the Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. So that Gurudev points out in the song, we think the Gayatri from Brahma before the creation until the present day, that the essence of the Gayatri mantra and the flute song of Krishna is saying the praise of the service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, that was revealed by Srila Guru Maharaj. So, how can we proper understand him? His glories are innumerable and inconceivable. And it's our good fortune that Srila Prabhupada gave some indication clearly how exalted he was. Srila Prabhupada, according to Gurus, is a Shaktivesh avatar. And he spread Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. And he says, I accept this person as my Shiksha Guru. What to speak of the benefit you can get from his association. Then we come in the association of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, who is responsible for spreading the glories of Srila Guru Maharaj all over the world, who is only known to the intimate servitors of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur primarily. Srila Gurudev spreads Srila Guru Maharaj's glories all over the world and accepted all of us in service to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. If you listen very carefully to what Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj said over the years, he's always accepting everything as service to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. Not thinking for himself, even when he is picked by Srila Guru Maharaj. Yesterday was the Bahulastami, and that's the day that Krishna is promoted from taking care of calves to cowherd. So, you know, Krishna's promotion, the appearance of Radha Kunda, and also it's the day Srila Guru Maharaj gave Srila Gurudev sannyas and turned over the acharyaship of the Matahem. And still he would call himself the president, Sevayat. Even that he took as a service, not as a master position, but as service to the holy lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. And lastly, I should say, and today is also appearance of Birachandra Prabhu. And we say that Nityananda Prabhu is more merciful than Mahaprabhu. Sometimes those who are not fit to be in Mahaprabhu's association, they're engaged by Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees. And Nityananda Prabhu was merciful in the Jagai Madhai pastime. And so many ways. Kaviraj Goswami got the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami. But then we hear that Nityananda Prabhu's son, Birachandra Prabhu, is even more merciful, right? And he initiated, what are these thousands or 10,000, I don't know, of these, they're like, what are they called? Dara? The ones who shave their heads, man and woman. I forget their name, but like, yeah. Huh? I can't remember, but it's a you know, a, how do you say, a hard nut to crack type group. But Birachandra Prabhu converted them all, was extremely merciful to them. So he's sometimes described as being even more merciful than Nityananda Prabhu. But Srila Gurudev, he wrote in one pranam how Guru Maharaj has the dharmic intelligence of Ramachandra. He's as dharmic as Ramachandra, but lest you think that on account of that, he's not merciful. He said, and he's more merciful than Birachandra. You think, why? Because he saved me. So, and when Gurudev was being sometimes, he was always merciful, but merciful to the extreme with his servitors, even to his own astonishment, he would say, I have to because Guru Maharaj was so tolerant and merciful to me. So when I turn to them, I think, how can I be any less than that? So in so many ways, Srila Guru Maharaj, he's our guardian. And Prabhupada would say the grandfather is more, and we see the grandparents, they're more forgiving towards the grand, they don't see the grandchildren do anything wrong. They might have been strict with their own children, but the grandchildren they're really extra kind with. Prabhupada would tell us that when we think about Saraswati Thakur, Gurudev invoking that for his disciples in relation to Srila Guru Maharaj. So, Jai, Srila Bhakti Rakak, Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, Avirbhav Mahamahotavatiti Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim, Bibrat Sambhati Ganga Tata Nikata Navadipa Kuladi Raje, Yatrasi Gora Saraswata Nirata Gora Agatha Grananti, Nityam Rupa Nuga Sri, Pritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa. Hare Krishna. And now we can have the arati and...